how not to give up and how not to quit is directly proportional to how much pain and fear that you can handle. Let me share with you a story. This is the greatest lesson when it comes to pain. In the famous sci-fi story Dune, the hero is a 15-year-old named Paul. In order to test his true strength as the potential leader and the savior of the universe, the elders don't test his physical strength. They don't even test his mental strength. Instead, they have him put his hand in the pain box, and they have him keep it there until the end of the test. The pain box gives you the worst pain that you could possibly imagine, beyond human comprehension. If he pulls out, he fails the test and they kill him anyway. But he keeps his hand in the box. And that is the point where everybody knows that he is the true savior of the entire universe by his ability to be with and not pull away when he's experiencing extreme pain and fear. So this story is a metaphor. In order for you to live your greatest life, you have to be able to put your hand in the pain box and don't pull out. So if you want to get physically fit, you have to go through pain. You have to endure the pain of exercise, the pain of getting up early, the pain of dieting and possibly experiencing hunger. And if you pull out too soon, you won't have the body that you always wanted. If you want to start a business, you have to wake up every single day with the pain and fear of uncertainty. And if you pull out too soon, then you won't realize your dream. If you want to get out of a relationship that's not serving you or it's hurting you, you have to go through the pain of loneliness. You have to go through the pain of uncertainty about the future. And if you pull out too soon, you're going to be miserable. You're not going to be satisfied. The purpose of your life is to give birth to the very best that is within you, to activate your gifts and to share those gifts with the world. The beauty of life is that pain and fear is a part of the deal. Just remember, don't pull your hand out of the pain box. Pass the test. There's a book that I love, and it's called The Tools by Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels, and it's How to Transform Your Life. And they're a psychotherapist and a psychiatrist, and they wrote this book based off of hundreds of one-on-one clients that they've had over the years, maybe even 1,000. And they learned a pattern of what it really truly means to be successful. And they've worked with some of the greatest Hollywood, you know, executives and actors and famous entrepreneurs and business leaders. And what they discovered is really interesting. There is a rare group of people in this world who refuse to live small, limited lives. In short, instead of avoiding pain, they go straight at it. You know, temporary feelings of anxiety, temporary feelings of, you know, putting yourself out there with your content, with your business, feeling like I'm not enough. The temporary pain of exercise, they feel those things, but they move through it. And because they avoid nothing, they get to experience everything. They get to fulfill their highest aspirations. They have a certain aliveness that nobody else has. You know, when it comes to their pain, it's very intentional. The pain has special meaning for them. They've learned to relate it to a future that they want to create for themselves, a future vision of who they want to be. Whereas avoiders, on the other hand, which account for the vast majority of these people on Earth, they are caught in the pleasure cycle. They're always seeking pleasure. They're always seeking instant gratification, like things need to happen right now. And because they avoid the pain that will actually make them better, they activate a different kind of pain. This is the slow pain. This is the silent pain. This is the pain that is just below the radar. This is the pain that we try to stuff with food, with alcohol, with, you know, social media, with Netflix. And this is the pain that's activated when you live anything less than your true capacity. Because let's face it, when you live at your capacity, it has a price tag. You got to get up early. You got to experience the pain of exercise. You have to experience the pain of life. If you're going on stage and speaking in front of a large group of people, that causes fear and discomfort. That's painful. But the bigger price tag occurs when you ignore the call that's on your life. And you have a call. You have so many calls. You have the call to adventure. You are the hero of your own story. Man, I want to really get fit. I want to do, I have this vision of my body. but man, I'm not willing to go out there and be uncomfortable. Man, you have a call to create a business, to really put yourself out there, to really create success for you and your family. But man, there's that pain of putting myself out there. By avoiding that pain, you activate the other kind of pain. It's the worst pain. So how do you do it? How do you move towards that pain? It requires practice and a set of tools. So let me equip you with some of the best tools that I know. So the first tool is what I call the move into it tool. You got to move into it. If you have a fear, if you have a pain, you just move to it. And I experience this multiple times a day, sometimes even multiple times a week. Sometimes I feel depressed and sad. It just hits me like a wave. It's been happening since I was a little kid. And what I've learned is that the feelings that I have want to isolate me. They want to separate me. I don't want to talk. I want to just go home and watch TV. But that's not in alignment with who I really am. It's not in alignment with my vision board. It's not in alignment with who I want to be. And so what I do is I use this method called the 3-2-1 method. The 3-2-1 and then do it. Like, let's just say this morning, I did not want to exercise. Today was my sprint day where I literally sprint up a hill with tiny, tiny breaks for 16 minutes. It's one of the toughest exercises that I do all week, and I really go through a lot of physical pain. But what I did is I went to the gym, and I was putting on my earbuds, and I just moved into it. I went to the door, and I said, 3-2-1, and I took action. And I got this technique when I was bungee jumping. I actually went bungee jumping maybe 22, 23 times, and I noticed something. Every time I went on the bridge to overcome my massive fear of heights, I noticed that the jump masters did something really interesting. They would put people in these harnesses, and people were scared out of their mind. This is the highest bridge in North America. This is Washington, Battleground, Washington. And as they're turning and they're about looking down in this little ravine, and they're like, oh my God, am I really going to do this? The jump masters would always go 3-2-1, and then the person would jump. And I thought, well, dang, like, I didn't even see one person hesitate. Like, what's going on? I went to the jump master. I said, like, yeah, what? I noticed you guys do the 3-2-1. And he says, the 3-2-1 technique is so incredibly powerful because it forces you not to think. It gives you something to focus on, and it's short. And so people jump. And I went, wow. I said, well, I'm going to use that like for my everyday life. So when I'm about to take a cold shower, I go 3-2-1 and I move into it. If I'm about to do a podcast, I'll go 3-2-1. I'll move into it. If I'm about to do an exercise that I don't want to do, it's the hardest thing. I do 3-2-1. I move into it. Whatever trick, whatever thing that you do, whatever that is for you, move into the pain. The pain is so normal. The fear is so normal. The feelings that you're experiencing are so legitimate. This is hard. Life is hard. You know what I mean? I'm going to just tell you that. Your life could be so hard sometimes, but that doesn't matter because you have a vision for your life. And if you have a vision for your life, you have to take actions that are in correlate to who you really are at your core, not your learned self, your comfortable self. The self that wants safety, the self that wants a warm bath, not a cold one, the self that wants to sleep in, not get up early, the self that wants money, not discomfort from starting a business or pursuing your passion. But your highest self is activated when you move into the pain. Don't be an avoider, be a mover. Tool number two, control your focus. The dialogue that you say that's coming out of your mouth or even in your head dramatically changes the biochemistry in your body, and it will stop you if you're not careful, but it will give you all of the energy in the world if you use it strategically and tactically. Here's what I mean. There's a book called Words Can Change Your Brain by Dr. Andrew Newberg, and it's so incredibly powerful. Here's a quote from the book. A single word has the power to influence the expression of genes that regulate physical and emotional stress. A single flippin' word. Here's another quote. By holding a positive and optimistic word in your mind, you stimulate frontal lobe activity, responsible for moving you into action. Words are like Windex for your frickin' brain. It clears out all the cobwebs and it gives you this incredible power. And here's one of the greatest examples of that. Here's a story about a woman named Diane Nyad. Diane Nyad was a 64-year-old swimmer who swam from Cuba to Florida. She failed 4 times. She almost died by getting stung by poisonous box jellyfish. Even after that, she wanted to keep swimming. The swim took over 50 hours. She couldn't be supported by anybody. Nobody could touch her. They threw her food, and that's it. And how she got over the mental and the physical blocks is what we could all learn from. She had to swim in absolute deprivation of sensations. No sunlight, no sound. She had physical pain and lactic acid and all of these disorienting thoughts. She had physical pain that she had to overcome. And I'm thinking, like, how did she do that? She had this trick. She would sing songs hundreds and hundreds of times to focus her brain when she was experiencing all this physical pain. And she had this quote from her book. It's called Find a Way, and I love it. She says, "Inhale with one syllable, I exhale with the next, imbuing my brain with the mandates of this possibly impossible endeavor, this endeavor that drives my life force." And she would do it again and again and again. And it wasn't just with her. Like, if you really want to learn how to master the dialogue in your mind, go ahead and look at like ultra marathoners. These guys are running 50, 100 to 150 miles at a time. They're running nonstop for 36 hours in a row. Everything on their body is hurting. Their toenails are peeling off. They're peeing on themselves. You know, their joints are hurting. And they have to persevere through the toughest, most excruciating physical and mental pain. Scott Jurek, he's one of the most renowned ultramarathoners in the world. And he has these mantras that he says to himself when he's going through these situations. He says, "This is what I came here for," over and over. So he's like, "This is what I came here for. This is what I came here for." And just keep moving forward over and over again. Dean Karnazes, he is another ultramarathoner. And these are his mantras that he says. "Run when you can. Walk if you have to. Crawl if you must. Just never give up," over and over. And one of my very favorites, David Goggins. David Goggins is one of my biggest inspirations. He lost over 100 pounds in 3 months and went from 300 pounds to 200 pounds. He became a decorated Navy SEAL, ultra marathon runner. Amazing. When he's going through the tough times, what he says to himself is, "Who's going to carry the boats?" Because in his hell week in Navy SEAL training, they have this part of the week where they all have to carry these boats. They're exhausted. They're going through like freezing cold water in San Diego, you know, in the San Diego Bays. And they have to hold these boats up. And he would always say to himself in those situations, "Who's going to hold the boats? Who's going to hold the boats?" What's actually happening in your brain when you're in these painful situations is really interesting. The prefrontal cortex in your brain is the reasoning part of your brain, and it's designed or created, evolved, whatever your belief system is, to organize and manage your focus, to manage and focus your attention. And so when you're getting into running mode or if you're experiencing fear from doing something amazing, the prefrontal cortex is going to ultra focus on that pain, and it's going to try to minimize that pain. This is great if you're getting chased by a bear, okay? It's great if somebody holds a gun to your head and you need to find an escape route, okay? It's not cool when you're doing something that's going to make your life better, that's causing you pain, good pain. Good pain is defined as eustress. Eu meaning good, with a Greek origin of good, and stress. So it's eustress. So this is pain that's good. So when you say a mantra, when you say a word, a series of things that you say during exercise or when you're going through a tough time, you're giving your prefrontal cortex something to focus on. So when I'm running uphill, when I'm doing my massive sprints, I have one word that I focus on because I can't think of a whole string of words to say. And what I say is yes, yes, yes. And I'll also use the word ignite, ignite, ignite. So this morning when I was running, I was like, yes, yes, yes. By the way, I beat my time by a full flipping minute because of these mantras. When I'm going on a long run, the one word mantras don't work for me. So what I'll do is I'll actually say full quotes. I'll memorize quotes. And like if I'm running for 1 to 2 hours, it gives me something to do. I'm focusing, I'm learning, I'm growing. So I'm fulfilling a lot of different needs at the same time. And by the end, I'm reciting this quote, I'm running, you know, my body's aching, everything's hurting, but it allows me to become and focus on what I truly want to create. Now, I have trained almost 1,000 people one-on-one, okay? And when new people, some people come and they'll start complaining. I'll even have people I've trained for many, many times, even like they're friends. But they'll say, man, I hate this exercise. I'm all, dude, do you realize what you're saying? You hate this exercise? You're magnifying your pain. And there's this really cool study that was created. It's a famous neuroscience experiment called Do Words Hurt? And this is basically what they found. Anything that you say out loud, any negative word that you say out loud, or any negative word that you think in your head, releases stress and anxiety producing hormones every single time you do it. So when you're running, or if you're experiencing pain or fear, if you're going through a hard time and you're like, man, this sucks. Oh, I hate this experience. You're literally releasing in your body a cascade of hormones that are going to produce anxiety and fear, more anxiety and fear. But if you start thinking positive words, positive thoughts, you start to experience a shift in your biochemistry just from the words, just from one word. Remember, keep your hand in the pain box and control the dialogue in your head. So you move into your pain, you're controlling the dialogue in your head, but now what do? In the beginning, you're not going to be very good at handling pain. You're not going to be good at it. You know, if you learn how to juggle, you're not going to be good at juggling. You have to get practice with your pain. You have to get practice with being in situations that are uncomfortable. This is tool number 3. This is what I call stage time, or finding your edge. The first time I ever spoke in public, I had a panic attack. You see, I had social anxiety, I had regular anxiety, but man, I had this dream of speaking on stage and changing people's lives. But every time I did it, my fear response was so great that I couldn't talk, I would start shaking, and I was super, super embarrassed. But man, I had this dream of being a speaker. So I learned that I needed. So I had this epiphany that says, man, what if I learned how to handle this fear? What if I just became so comfortable feeling the fear that I could actually then get over this fear and start speaking powerfully? So what I discovered is that I needed stage time. I needed practice. So what I did is I signed up for 2 speaking groups. I was speaking to people on the streets. I was speaking to people in cafes. I even called like retirement centers, and I said, hey, do you mind if I speak in front of your retirees? I spoke in front of them. I was speaking all of the time. I was getting stage time. I was getting competency and understanding of the pain that I was experiencing during these situations. And then pretty soon my edge, my ability, my comfort zone started to expand over and over. Every single time I spoke, my confidence level increased. This is exactly what you can apply to anything in your life that is tough. If you feel fear or if you feel pain, you have to find your edge and then go past it, and then go past it again, and then go past it again. You get more stage time. You get more practice. You find your edge. You cross it. Again, if you're working out, if you're running, you can run a mile and then you stop because of the pain is so hard. Then the next time you run a mile and a half or even a block more, finding your edge, getting more practice, that's how you do it. If you can't go into ice baths, no problem. When I love ice baths, I could be there all day. But in the beginning, I couldn't even do it. And I was like one of those people who would be at a lake and everybody's enjoying it. The lake's cold. They're like, come on, Peter. And I'm like, no. I couldn't get in there. It was just so cold. And so I just like, but now I could just jump in. And the reason is because I had practice. Every single time I went in there, I put it a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. You don't have to feel bad not being able to handle pain of exercise and dieting. Just do a little bit more than you did last time. The fact they're even doing it is incredible. Listen, life is freaking hard. Your life is probably hard. You're probably going through something right now. Life is great, but man, it could be a struggle sometimes, right? Here's the thing. I don't want you to compare yourself to somebody else. Stop comparing yourself. If you're looking on social media, you're seeing somebody's like 30, they take 30 pictures, they pick one picture that looks good, and then they put a freaking filter on it. You're comparing yourself to somebody's imaginary life. The only person that you should compare yourself to is you. You're the only one who's had the same experiences, the same upbringing. You're the only one who's gone through the same stuff. You're the only one who's experiencing the same challenges. You can't compare yourself to somebody else who may have had way more advantages, way, you know, like better upbringing, more resources. Compete with yourself. Push yourself over the edge just a little bit every time. Every single time you do that, you grow more and more. Now, this next tool is incredibly important. As a matter of fact, it's one of the most important for you to do things that you don't want to do. So you might be like, all right, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to start this thing for my business. I'm going to post this online. I'm going to do this. You might have plans to do that, but then you may not follow through. And it's okay. Your mind is trying to avoid pain, but you need to move into it. And how you move into it is a really powerful tool that I call the buddy system. Accountability to another human being is the number one, according to the 4 D's of execution, where they surveyed thousands of people and organizations across the U.S. Accountability is the number one thing that will get people to perform and execute on things they absolutely don't want to do. Number one by far. So when you want to do something, you call somebody up and say, hey, you know what? Tomorrow, I'm actually going to get up early and go to the gym. Tomorrow, I'm actually going to get up and I'm going to start working and writing on that book, okay? Because every single time you sit down, you want to write that book or whatever, you experience pain and you resist it. So when you tell somebody else about it, it puts a little force on you. It's kind of like a tabletop. So if you want to create an action, if you want to do an action that's related to a goal, it's like a tabletop. In order for that table to be stable, you need to put a leg under it. So you call somebody and you say, hey, I'm going to do that. You have a leg. But still, that one leg for that tabletop, it's not very stable. So you call somebody else or text somebody else and say, hey, I'm going to do this thing Tuesday. All right? You put another leg under that table. The more legs that you put under that table where you experience positive social pressure will absolutely increase the probability of you taking action on that thing that you don't want to do. Now, I train people all the time, and my accountability to them, they pay me, is one of the reasons why they show up. One of the reasons why they pay me to train them. Why people, you know, come to me and they want to coach with me is because I hold them accountable. And if you want me to hold you accountable, if you want to be in one of the very best fitness programs, the Ignite Process, go ahead and go to peterfaceit.com and you'll get information on how to sign up or how to get a hold of me. It's one of the greatest programs in the world. You need a buddy system. You need somebody that can check in with you to make sure that you do it, okay? Because if you're like me, if you're like other people, you may find your way out of your commitment. Now there's many tools, but here is one of the most powerful tools. I love this tool because the moment that I say it, I reconnect with who I ultimately want to be. I reconnect to my highest self. And I remember the two greatest words are awaken and remember. Remember who you are and awaken to the possibility that is your life. And this last tool is, what if? What if? What if I can actually do this? What if I can get up early? What if I do this run? What if I start writing this book? Like, what if? What if I could actually do it? What if I could, I'd actually create it? It really truly helps somebody's life. What if I could really put this thing out there? What if I could really sculpt and tone my body? Like, what if? And it just realigns, when I say that, it realigns me with my ultimate purpose. Listen, you have a mission. You're here to fulfill your mission. That's why you're here, to activate your gifts, to elevate your spirit, to ignite your strength? What if you could do it? What if you could really go towards that pain and make it happen? What if you could call somebody? What if you made that call? What is that next thing that could actually happen in your life? Wherever you are, whatever your goals are, whatever position you're at, just remember, don't compare yourself to anybody else. Move into your fears. Push that edge every single time. Just say 3, 2, 1, and then do it. Control the dialogue that's in your mind. What you say to yourself creates the world around you. And you gotta be accountable to somebody else. Without accountability, you are a lone wolf, all right? Create that connection and see what's possible. And at the end of the day, just keep reminding yourself, like, what if? Like, what if that's me? What if I could do that? What if I'm the one? Listen, my friend, maximize your fitness, activate your gifts, and shine your light to the world. This last week, I was on a run, 2-hour run, and I memorized this verse from the Bible. Let me just share it with you. I love it. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds. You have light, and it is so crazy. The biggest paradox in the world is that in order to access your light, you have to go into the dark. In order to maximize your gifts, you have to activate the healing pain. You have to go into hard situations and do really hard things. Don't live in your learned self. Don't break free from the barriers of your learned self, the self that wants security, the self that wants safety. Activate your highest, truest self and see what's possible for you in your life. Till next time, conquer any fear, my friends, and live your dreams. I'll see you soon, brothers and sisters.